This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A day-long conference on Nari Shakti Se Vikasit Bharat began in New Delhi today to mark the International Women's Day. President Draupadi Murmu is presiding over the national-level conference. Speaking on the occasion, the president said International Women's Day is celebrated to honor the contributions made by women. She said this is an occasion to dedicate oneself to furthering gender equality.
इसमें कोई संदेह नहीं है कि इस कालखंड में नारी समुदाय ने अभूतपूर्व प्रगति की है। मैं अपनी जीवन यात्रा को भी इसी प्रगति की कड़ी मानती हूँ। ओडिशा के एक साधारण परिवार और पिछड़े क्षेत्रों में जन्म लेने से लेकर मेरी राष्ट्रपति भवन तक की यात्रा भारत के समाज में नारी को मिले समानता के अवसर एवं सामाजिक न्याय की कहानी है।
The conference will be followed by a high-level panel discussion and three technical sessions. Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, is also present at the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with 10 beneficiaries of Lakhpati Didi scheme at Navsari district in Gujarat today on the occasion of International Women's Day. Prime Minister Modi had launched the Lakhpati Didi scheme on the 15th of August 2023 to promote entrepreneurship among women and financial empowerment across the country. Under this initiative, women members of self-help groups who have an annual income of at least 1 lakh rupees from various sources, such as agriculture, animal husbandry and small industries, are recognized as Lakhpati Didis and who get monetary assistance as well as vocational training from the government. In Gujarat, nearly 1.5 lakh women have now reached an annual income of 1 lakh rupees or more, achieving the status of Lakhpati Didis. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will attend the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Vansi Borsi at Navsari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has handed over his social media accounts for a day to inspiring women to mark the International Women's Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said since morning there have been inspiring posts by extraordinary women sharing their own journeys and inspiring other women. He said these women belong to different parts of India and have excelled in different areas with the underlying theme of India's Nari Shakti. He added that their determination and success reminds everyone of the boundless potential women hold. He further stated that the nation is celebrating their contributions in shaping a Vikasit Bharat. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the people on the occasion of International Women's Day. In her message, President Murmu said, International Women's Day is an occasion to honour the achievements of women power and their unique contribution to the country and society. In his message, the Vice President said women are the backbone of society, who drive transformative change with their resilience, dedication and leadership. In his message, Prime Minister Modi bowed to the women of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government has always worked for empowering women through various schemes and programs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius on the 11th and 12th of this month to take part in the National Day celebrations of the island country as the chief guest. A contingent of Indian Defence Forces will participate in the celebrations along with a ship from the Indian Navy. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by female newsreaders. This initiative began at midnight and will continue throughout the day. As part of the celebrations, all main and hourly bulletins as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi are being presented by women newsreaders. Additionally, the entire functioning of the English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime today is being managed by the female staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program on International Women's Day will also be broadcast from 9:15 to 10 p.m. tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin. The bulletin was produced and compiled by an all-women team from the News Services Division of Akashvani to celebrate International Women's Day.